I misread that tweet from Teflon just then, out of the corner of my eye. I read it as Nintendo, 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 they have won all my monkeys.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know. shit.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Hey guys, welcome to episode 24 of The Gamesman. As ever, we are here to play games, talk about games, and, you know, kind of, I like gamey stuff. Games, yeah! today, unfortunately, it's just the two of us. Lee couldn't make it onto the show. He's very, very tired. So.
Or Amaryllis.
Yeah, so you can make it on either. So, damn both of you. Anyway, as you've just heard, there is one person with me, and that, as ever, is Gary, Amaryllis89, Leevil. How are you doing, sir?
Fuck games. Steam sale. Who needs to play games when you can buy them all? Oh my god.
You've been going a bit crazy with your purchases, haven't you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you know, not just games on the Steam sale as well. But yeah, you've been buying a lot, which I'm sure we're going to get into. Why don't we just go straight on into it and... So, Gary, what have you been playing? What have you been doing? Stuff.
What I've been doing, I've been buying a lot of stuff and pissing around with a stupid goddamn door. I don't even want to talk about it. Might as well be running headfirst into it because it's pissing me off that much. stupid stuff. Other than I actually got to catch up on a lot of games since it's not E3 this week. Yay. But it's been Steam sale, and I keep looking at that. And don't worry, I'll give an update probably before the show ends, because I'm sure we're not going to finish before 9. Whatever next sale goes on. But what I've been playing has been, well, I made it through another world of Yoshi's New Island, because I just keep doing that. played some Hearthstones. And Teflon kicked my ass again. I did beat him once, actually. Yeah! I was all excited. I couldn't believe it happened. I went online, did some matches. I actually made my own deck. And I made two different decks. And I replaced the first one because I didn't win with it. And I don't think I did very good. And then I did another one. And even though I do have a lot of lower level cards to use, I got none of them. And I got destroyed throughout the whole game. Oh, man, it sucked. But I did win one out of the four I played online, so I guess that was cool. I need to do rank stuff to get golds and whatnot. Some arena, maybe. But I think I need to get better. And the problem is I have a European account and I have an American account. And how the hell do you manage both of them? Because I don't want to spend money on it. And I'm not going to go, hey, I'm going to spend $5 on both. But Hearthstone's still a lot of fun to play through and lose horribly at. And I guess, speaking of the Steam sale, my cousin, which is weird because, I'll get into more later on, he's never gotten he has a couple Steam games, but he's, like, never, you know, played Steam games really. He doesn't use computer that much and whatnot. But got surprised and he bought me and, kind of our little gaming family that we have been playing for the past few years. He got us all Speedrunners, which is an early access game. And the best way to describe this game is kind of like Mario Kart meets Trials, kind of.
All right.
And there's probably something else in there. I'm trying to... it'd probably be a good one to... what's it called? Bit Trip? Is that what it is? The, like, little... weird 2D guy and stuff.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like that, and all it is a level, and you're basically running around in circles. Like, you have to jump up walls. They have this little grapple hook thing that they use, and there are parts of the ceilings that you can grapple onto and kind of swing yourself forward, and it's faster to swing yourself and just straight run. But there's like boosts that you can get, and you can hold down the boost and run. The game's a little broken for multiplayer right now, because it seemed like the guy hosting for some reason, almost always had trouble getting into the game. Because, like, they could spectate and everything, but they couldn't get into it for, like, the first one or something. Like, they'd disappear and then they'd show up again. Or, like, my cousin was hosting and, me and the other guy started running. Like, he was there, but he didn't see anything on the screen or whatever. And, we start running and the camera is stuck to him. So we keep running and we run out. And what happens in the game is, basically, if you're in first, you're safe. If you're too far behind, in last, you will, once your character is no longer on the screen, you die.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes until there's one person left, and the screen keeps getting smaller and smaller, so it gets more and more hectic. And you can't see anything sometimes, so you kind of have to memorize where you are on the level. And sometimes I'll just be shooting off, like, grappling hooks to try to, try to grapple and stuff to move a little bit faster, use the boost and try to get ahead. And there's a bunch of different obstacles in the way that, you know, whenever it's so small, you can't even see them. So you're tripping over everything. And it's a lot of fun. The animations are really, really good. And, there's some weird characters in it. There's like Cosmonaut Comrade or something like that. And he's got like a star on his head. And it's weird. There's a guy in a chicken suit. a guy in a shark suit, and for people that know cheap ass gamers, it kind of looks like that, like the kind of character or whatever they have on the main homepage. It kind of looks like his head is in the shark suit. There's Una something, I can't remember. It's like a guy in a unicorn costume kind of thing with a unicorn a horn on his head and everything, like a unicorn horn. I don't know. And then there's like Buckshot. And it's a deer. Oh man. We had so much fun. We played that for a few hours last night. And it's great. And the Mario Kart thing in it is you can get like power ups and stuff. I guess it'd be power ups or like items you can use. There's one thing that can, it gets crazy at the end if, you know, the screen's really small and like one person's really far behind, but you can use this, it's like a golden grappling hook, and it grabs the character and throws you ahead and brings them back. And if you're like all the way across the screen, you do that, you can probably kill them off. And it's a lot, it's really hectic. There's like, homing missiles and stuff. You can drop more blocks for people to go through, and I screwed over my cousin a few times with those. Like, he was right behind me, I just dropped them all at once, he's tripping over everything. There's a lot of fun stuff to be had in it. Once they do some more fixes to it and everything, and I don't know what else they're gonna add, but there's like 10 levels you can go through right now, and we ran through, all of them last night. But, man. Getting drunk and doing all that was crazy.
It sounds a little fun. I'm just looking at it now on the Steam page, and yeah, it looks it's basically a kind of competitive side scroller, isn't it?
Yep. How much is it right now? Because he got the 4-pack for it.
It is 40% off, so that brings it down to £13.79 for the 4-pack, or £4.19, obviously.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Everybody should pick that up. It's a lot of fun. I want to play with a bunch of people. But other than that, played some Bluetooth, Murder Files, and the fucking narrator guy is so goddamn sarcastic. And if you get in last place, it's like, oh, you took, which I like never did, but I think like Silver, he's like, oh, well, you took your time doing that. And, like, other time, if you get gold, he's like, oh, you did that and you got gold and something else. Show off. He's such an asshole. Sometimes I was like, man, I wish I could reach to the fucking screen and kill you. But I did the first episode, and that was interesting. What a twist. But I love every time he says, like, who murdered the mayor? It's just funny, because every time he says murdered, he has to say it, like, all weird. And that Papers, Please. I was waiting for this to go on sale, and it went on sale, so I picked it up. It was, like, $3 or something like that. And it is, for people that don't know, you basically play a... what would it be, like a checkpoint officer or something?
Yeah, you're at the border of fake country, and you're stamping their, well, checking their ID and passports and everything else.
I think it's like a fake country called like Azakistan or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Like, they're like, glory to Azakistan! But like, yeah, you basically check everybody's papers to come in. You have to make sure all the information on, say, like, it gets harder every time, so you have more paperwork to look at, and your day only lasts so long, and if you don't finish enough people in time, like, you can finish extra people, you can finish under the amount, and what will happen, like, time will run out, but people will keep coming in anyway, but you don't get paid for the people afterwards, and, like, yeah. You have to make sure the passport's correct, you have to make sure just a whole bunch of different information matches up, and then you can interrogate them if something's not. And then at one point there, you can take pictures of them to see if they have any contraband or weapons, and they're like naked in the picture. It's kind of weird. I had a lot of fun with it. And then there's this one point, like, this guy's coming up, and like, he's got this weird ass mask on or something like that. It's like, yeah, he shouldn't be here. But he comes in and gives you something, and then like talks to you, say a day or two later or something like that, and talks to you again. And he's like, our people are coming. Let them through. So I let the one guy through, because they give you a thing you have to decipher. And something happens in the game, and then I get, like, my family, you have to pay, like, the heating and food and, you know, the rent for your house and everything. And you can choose not to get food or the heat for the day. And, like, the next day I'll say, like, they're cold and hungry, so you should probably feed them that day. And then, like, they need medicine or something some days. And I had, like, no money, and everyone was sick and everything. And then it says, somebody's dropped off $1,000. Check this off to burn it. I was like, fuck that, I'm keeping it. And then somebody comes by the booth tomorrow and is like, so we think those people came through this checkpoint. You wouldn't have anything to know about this, would you? Nope. Nope, I don't have $1,000 or anything. And then like the next day it says something about upgrading to a better apartment. I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm probably under investigation, so I'm gonna not do that right now. So, the game's very interesting, and I think I'm, like, almost 2 weeks into it now. But it, like, you know, it goes daily and everything. But, yeah, I've had a lot of fun with it. It's nice. And then another game I played was Spore, and, man, I got into Spore really big. And when I was telling Dan and a couple other people, I was like, man, Spore was the first game at E3 that I actually, like, got excited for, and this was, like, back whenever I was in high school, and it was awesome. But I was like, man, look at that. You can, like, do all this stuff to this creature. You can make your own creatures and do all this stuff. And I got it. I played it years ago, and then I finally got the it was on sale, like, last week or something like that. And I picked it up and started playing it, and oh, my God. I love that game so much. It seems a lot harder than it used to. I don't know if because there's, like, this galactic expansion or something. And I think a bunch of stuff changed or something like that. So it's a lot harder than I remember it. And there's, like, a lot more to do. I'm not sure. But awesome game. Really, really love it. And a game that got gifted to me was Don't Starve. I made it 2 days in. I would have made it further, but I was stupid and I, like, went into darkness to see what happened, and I got killed. You know, I know you get killed. I thought something would come up, but no, you just die. Because I heard this, like, creepy, like, growling or something. I was like, oh, what's that? And I'm, like, right next to my fire, too. But I just went a little bit too far. And, like, I set my fire, like, next to trees and stuff so I can still hack at them while I'm waiting for the day, next day to start and stuff. I need to go deeper into that and play some more. Another game was Dark Souls 2. I made it through No Man's Wharf after Chloe was like, man, you're right at the beginning. And I'm like, and Jason set off a tweet. He's like, who's this person that's giving, I don't know, he said something like, giving the beat down or giving the down to or something to me. And I was like, yeah. So I got through No Man's Wharf and I was actually really drunk that night and I don't remember where exactly I died, but there weren't hard enemies, so I can probably go right back there and not worry about getting all those 16,000 or whatever souls that I lost. but I haven't played too much, so not too much to talk about it. Back to the Future, Episode 5, I finally beat it! It took 2 months, to the day, it was like the 18th or something like that of April, and then I just finished it on the 18th of June, so I was like, yeah! But the ending of that is so weird. And then,
good game, though. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it. And Mark Annex, like, ran through it in 2 days. I was like, god damn. I could have if I, like, actually went and played, but I kept getting distracted. All those damn shinies. also played Murdered Soul Suspect, and well, stuff I didn't get to mention because, like, last week I had to super run through my games, and I, looking at it, I was like, man, I ran through my games in 30 seconds. Screw you, Dan. But Murdered Soul Suspect, like, one thing I find funny is, you know, he somehow always has a cigarette. Always. He's dead, and somehow he, like, magically has a cigarette that he lights up and, you know, smoking while he's talking to this girl or whatever. And like, or if he's, like, in an investigation scene or something, he's, like, always has a cigarette around in cutscenes. I'm like, where the, like, is this, like, the never-ending cigarette? but it, that's just funny, and the game is a lot of fun. There's like a basic whole like big area outside of like buildings or other areas that you have to go into. Like the first one takes place in the apartment. After you get in an apartment, you go into, or you go to a church. Then after you get out of the church, you have to go to the police station. Well, I didn't notice, so I went to go to the police station, that, like, you can run around this whole area, and, you know, there's other ghosts that you can help out, you know, figure stuff out about what happened before they died and stuff like that. And there's a bunch of different collectible stuff, and, like, there's collectible stuff in the area that basically, it doesn't really play a video, it shows a picture, and there's, like, a like couple-minute audio log of somebody talking about like an event that happened dealing with these objects that you have to collect, and that's really cool and awesome. I really, really like that. And like there's this one part, it's in this big open area, and like you have to collect gas cans, and there's like burnt down buildings and stuff like that. I just want to see what it's going to be like at the end, because there's, I don't know, 30 of them you have to get. So it's really cool just going around looking at stuff, looking at people walking through stuff, and you know, you can possess people, read their thoughts, and shit like that. But I'm really enjoying it. I can't wait to finish it. And another game is Watch Dogs. And I don't know, like, people have been complaining about PC, like it's broken and all this different shit. I have not had a problem with the game since I started playing it, like not one. It's been running perfectly fine, the driving sucks, and my car floats up in the air, or floated up in the air once. But I haven't had like any problems with the gameplay. I don't have a problem with his voice, really. It's not like as bad as people are making it sound. The story, I mean, the story behind everything, I guess, isn't the greatest, but, you know, it's fine. I am not a big fan of the side stuff. I did like the shooter game for like 10 minutes and it just kept going up in levels, and I was like, is this ever going to end? Am I going to win? And then I just like gave up and died. Which you don't actually die. You just, it's like virtual reality shit. So it was kind of interesting. You have like a gun and you're running around in the middle of the street basically, and people are like, what the fuck is he doing? I don't know, that was weird, but I've been going through the story missions because that's the part that's actually been interesting me the most. And I, like, the first week that I had the game, I went through and did all the CTOS areas And that's another thing I have to say. People are saying, like, there's no point in doing stealth. I've made it through, like, 3 or 4 different areas, complete stealth, and, like, I'll just run out at the end. And, like, people are shooting me and jump in a car and run away, and that's it. So, like, I'm not stealthing back out. And I don't know. I don't get why people are like, yeah, you can't stealth in this game. Stealth sucks. It's like, as long as you do it right, it's not easy to stealth. Because there's all these guys moving around, they can notice you pretty easily. I mean, I'd notice a guy in a ball cap and trench coat running through if there's a bunch of security guards. But, like, I've hacked places without being seen. I've made it through, like, all these different people not being seen at all. And I've been enjoying the game a lot. So I'll be finishing that in the next, I don't know, 6 weeks, because I'm playing, like, hour to 2 hour chunks. Like, every day or two, so it's gonna take me, you know, a while to... Well, I mean, I'm not doing a bunch of other stuff in the world. I may do some, like, car jobs or something, I don't know. But I'm not, like... It's not like Sleeping Dogs or, I don't know, GTA, any game like that, like Assassin's Creed, where I'm, like, getting every single collectible you can get and all this stuff. It's cool, but it's not as interesting as those, I would say. So pick it up cheap. Well, like, half price would be fine, I would say. At the least, something like that. Other game, Trials Fusion, went through that with basically probably 10. No, I went through like half an hour trying to get as fast a time as I could because of the G4TE thing. Have no idea how people got 34 seconds on the track, but I did find a... it's not a cheat, it's like, I guess, an exploit or whatever that they put in there for you to use. And, like, there's this pipe and it shoots, like, if you get in it, it shoots you out and really, really far and fast. So you gotta go in that, and I took off, like, 3 seconds off my time or something like that. And I beat Dan's time, and he couldn't beat mine. Boom.
Well, actually, I have beaten your time, but I didn't do it in time for the competition, which sucks.
You said you beat me... Wait, was that the one you said you beat me by, like, 0.04 seconds or something like that?
Yep. So, yeah, get it. That'll do. I'll stop playing it now.
Yeah, I need to... Well, I don't care that much. I'll just do their... Or competition stuff, if I remember, or if I'm not playing too much other stuff. One of the last things is Mario Kart 8, and played a little bit with Steve, and was that the night we played? I think we played with Bobby Snero and somebody else, I think. I can't remember. But Steve kicked our asses again, and he puts up this little thing. It's like, yeah, look at my awesome moments. We're just like, fuck you, Steve. And there was one race, like, I got completely screwed over. I was in first place and doing so good, yeah. And I get hit by, like, everything. So I got completely screwed over. And then last thing that I completely forgot to put in there, Star Citizen. And I guess I'll just say what I bought. Other than 37 Steam games, 9 of those being mine and the rest going to everybody else. I bought a flight stick and the throttle thing that comes with it, and been playing Star Citizen with that because I was like, damn it, I can't do Star Citizen without it, because I cannot control my ship or the ship Dan has at all. And I've been doing really good, and it's really fun. And Dan's listening to me going, "Ah, takes that!"
I want that stick.
Yeah, I bought the one that Dan wanted just to make him jealous.
And the annoying thing is, I'm going to modify my desk so I can use it and my keyboard at the same time without having to move anything.
Well, by the time the game comes out, hopefully I'll have a house and a nice big desk to sit at. Because right now I'm stuck to this little tiny thing, and I have to, like... Well, look on Twitter at my little setup that I had to freaking do for it. Like, I have to move the keyboard out, I have to put everything on the keyboard tray, and, oh man, it was horrible. It's quite big, and the only complaint I have about it is it's not sensitive enough, and I have to turn the thing a lot or push forward, pull back, and all this stuff, and it kind of hurts my hand after a little bit, because, like, I just have to move so much to get it to, like, it doesn't do little turns whenever, like, I'm just right at this guy and I have to turn a little bit to get to him to shoot at him, And I need to figure out like how to make sensitivity and stuff go up and whatnot. And Dan gave me some files to download, and they didn't download for some reason. Like, or no, they downloaded, but it would it keeps saying to plug in my controller that I want to recognize or whatever, and it's like, it's already in there, come on! So I have to go back and look at that or something. But, yeah. I made the Wave 5, and it was awesome. Not like Dan with his Wave 8 and shit. But anyway, Dan, what have you been playing?
A couple of games I've played in the past, because I picked them up cheap. Lego the Hobbit, started playing. I hadn't actually played that one before. And it was great. I got to, at the very beginning, you get to go around as Samwise Gamgee, destroying all the plants with your shovel. So I did that again.
You reprised your role of beating everybody up with flower plants.
And laughing maniacally. And then I started playing a bit more of Lord of the restarting Lord of the Rings, because I got it on Steam now. And I could earn some Green Man Gaming credit with Playfire. So I thought, well, I'll boot that up for 10p. And ran around as Samwise Gamgee, destroying all of the plants again.
I think it's kind of weird that they did that in the Lego the Hobbit, that they take you back to there again. Like,
well, that's
how
the movie starts, isn't it?
It starts like that, but like it goes straight into, you know, the other stuff.
Yeah.
Don't even see like Hobbiton.
No, not really. But everyone knows about those games, classic Lego games, much the same as the other ones. Blue Toad Murder Files, The Mysteries of Little Riddle. I've nearly finished that. There has been another murder. Actually, no, there hasn't. I found out who's done it, though. I just need to finish it off, I think, about halfway through the last episode. A little bit more of Wolfenstein, The New Order. Still haven't completed that. Sorry, Gary. My elbow's been so bad, I haven't really been able to play it.
5 minutes. That's all he's got. This is worse than fucking Batman.
A bit more of The Witcher Enhanced Edition. And actually, Gary, you bought me Castle of Illusion the other week, so I had a go on that. I've done the first area and all three for that first bit. I plan to play a little and often, so I don't saturate myself with platforming games, because I don't generally like them. But you know, it looks really nice. It plays well. The controls are tight.
It looks fucking beautiful. I love how it looks.
And so it's great. You know, it kind of, I don't like saying that because I don't really like platforms, but yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And then there's Hearthstone, of course. A couple of games of that. Tom Clancy's Hawks 2, which I picked up for £1 something, just because I wanted something else to play with my flight stick. I've got it running on, I should be having it running on the full settings, because it's a fairly old game, but it looks really quite good as a result of whacking up those settings. And yeah, handles pretty nice with the stick. Unfortunately, do have to use Uplay for it, but yeah, could be worse. And, of course, more Star Citizen. Still can't get past level 8 on the Vandal Swarm. But a lot of good fun. And I've just remembered the game I started. I was playing before we recorded this evening. I haven't put in. Gary picked up a game for me on the Steam sale. And that was Enslaved, Odyssey to the West.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really cool. It's set, you know, over 200 years or so in the future. And you can't really recognize the world, but there is one bit where you see the Statue of Liberty. The first bit in New York's all grown over. There's crumbling buildings with vines growing up them. There's not many people. There's loads of bots and things everywhere. And it looks really nice. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
How old is this game?
Oh,
it's pretty old now, isn't it?
Yeah, it came out in 2010 in October. It's there are some issues with it. The controls feel like they could be a bit tighter, but it's not too much of an issue. It's you know, fairly easy, kind of Batman style combat, only simplified. And yeah, you know, the voice acting's great. You've got Andy Serkis playing the role of Monkey. I can't remember who plays the role of Trip, unfortunately, who's the girl that's with you. But basically what happens is, very beginning of the game, you're on a slave ship and trying to escape, and so's this girl called Trip. You don't know each other. And as you're running through this massive ship that's getting destroyed and bits of it falling down to Earth, you've got to kind of get through it as quickly as possible, and it does the usual introducing the movement and the combat and stuff like that. Anyway, eventually you escape on the edge of this girl's escape pod. And when you come to, she's put this helmet, this kind of headband thing around you, which kind of connects straight to Monkey's brain. So she can, it's like a slave band, I think they call it. So she can make you do stuff.
Interesting.
And if she dies, you die. And then the plot kind of...
So you're not partners. Like, she does this so you don't kill her or leave or something?
But she does it to force you to help her to get 300 okay. miles home, or 3,000 miles home, however far it is. And yeah, so you're kind of forced to do it. And it's just, I haven't got a huge amount of the way in. I am really rather enjoying it. It's very scripted, but it's... No, I like it. I like it a lot. And, you know, it changes up things now and then with boss fights and bits where you have to use your staff like a gun. So it does. It's very nice. It's great. Go get it. It's cheap at the moment. And so many people just didn't get it, or, you know, it was glossed over at the time because there was a load of other stuff coming out. But it's a really good game, and I definitely recommend it, especially whilst it's cheap on Steam.
Steam sale.
By the time you hear this, it's not cheap on Steam. It probably will be in the second week of the sale. So get it then. And I think that's about it. Yeah. I can't think of anything else I've been playing. Still been looking at Gary's stick and thinking, bastard.
I'm looking at my stick, Dan. Oh, man.
Geez, it's just such a nice stick. Anyway, we are going to take a bit of a break, and we should be back presently with some news. Okay, we are back, and we have the news. First off, we've got, it's actually not really gaming, but it uses a device that a lot of gamers out there really want to get their hands on, and that's the Oculus Rift. And the BBC have been testing it by capturing a 360-degree film of a news bulletin, so you can view it back on the Oculus Rift. So you can kind of watch the broadcast from any angle, have a look at the studio, which sounds like really quite cool. You know, if the BBC are checking it out, it must be well worth having a look at. And so, yeah, you can see every aspect of the news studio whilst Fiona Bruce reads her bulletin, which is kind of cool. And also Sky TV are working on a new David Attenborough documentary called Conquest of the Skies, which will also be available on the Oculus Rift, or viewable on the Oculus Rift. If any of you have a Rift, if you go to the BBC's website, you should be able to download the bulletin to watch it back. So, yeah, quick bit of news there about... a fantastic bit of tech that I can't wait to try with Star Citizen. Sweet!
Yeah, I was talking about having that with, like, the stick and everything, and oh, dear God.
Oh. Especially in that new ship, because you can see so much. You know, you've got complete peripheral vision in that new ship that they've announced. Mm-hmm. And you'd be able to just look around and see the entirety of the universe just looking. Oh, that'd be fantastic. Anyway, insane. Next up, Gary, what have you got for us?
Well, for all those people that, you know, think Nintendo aren't doing good and everything, you know, or their stuff wasn't that interesting at E3, apparently they dominated Twitter. They had 47% of all the expo tweets that went out. Just, oh man, that's insane.
Yeah, but how many of them were you and Steve?
I think I put up a tweet from me, Steve, and Teflon or something like that. Actually, I never put in like the E3 2013 tweet and stuff because apparently, let's see, where is it at? I'll just read this here. among other popular tweets was one from Twitter using @DropkickPikachu saying, "Nintendo has just shown more playable female characters in one game preview than the other companies have all E3 so far." So yeah, gamer girls that hate that there aren't female female characters, or the backlash about Assassin's Creed not being able to play as a female assassin with that whole thing. Yeah, go Nintendo, they have more female characters. And then there's another report from Crimson Hexagon that the Nintendo hashtag, which I think I used a few times, and Steve was doing a lot of the hashtagging. So I guess probably, I don't know, 20% was Steve. But anyway, it says Nintendo hashtag was used 30,000 times during the event. Well, hashtag E3 2014 up to 55,000 times. And apparently Microsoft and Sony, or Sony and Microsoft, so Sony took 28% and Microsoft took 25% of Twitter conversations and stuff. And, oh man, let's see. Oh yeah, at the end of this article it says, did you contribute to Nintendo's social media storm? I was like, fuck yeah, I did. I don't know. They had a lot of good stuff. It was pretty awesome. And I am excited for whatever comes out this year and next year. So yeah, Nintendo like insanely took people's tweets. And like another thing I said about was like, I wonder how many of those were hate tweets. I'm thinking, well, probably not too many people like do hate tweets on the stuff. It's mostly like the people talking like, oh my god, Nintendo, or Nintendo, yeah. Nintendo had this, Nintendo had that. And that was probably 10% of it was probably like Nintendo America, who I was following whenever they were announcing stuff, like when they were putting out streams for the Treehouse and everything. Like what they were streaming next, I was like, oh, gotta jump on, gotta watch that. So, I don't know. E3 was a lot of fun this year for me. Just kind of, you know, dealing with people fighting back and forth about Nintendo and, you know, like the G4T guys, like I was having, you know, this big battle with, like, you know, they like don't see Nintendo at all, and they're like sending me tweets about all this different stuff. Apparently, Sony is having 57 games come out, I don't know, in the next year or something, like by the end of the year, which is more than the Wii has total and stuff like that. And like, I didn't even get into all the like different stuff I could have about it, because too much for 140 characters. But it's been a lot of fun just fighting with people about, you know, trying to defend Nintendo. Because my argument is, well, Dan's a PC gamer, and he even said he wants the Wii U, so fuck you. And I guess I'll mention now, my cousin bought a Wii U, so fuck off, yeah! And I never thought that he would, you know, because he was 360, you know, Halo and all these different games that we played online, and he played online with others, and he did a lot of Minecraft and whatnot. And now, like, after seeing like E3 and everything, he's like, you know what, I'm kind of interested in it. And then he got one of the refurbished $200 editions and shit. And yeah, I gave him a bunch of games to kind of play out. He had some friends over, and they were playing that shit. And apparently the girls he had over just like ditzy and don't know how to play games at all. And like, they're playing Mario, and she's like, I can't hold down the run button and jump at the same time. Yeah, but he got a Wii U. I was like, oh dear god, I can't believe it. And like, Steve said something I didn't notice until I saw the friend request he sent me on there. I was like, oh god. But yeah, I guess Steve was freaking out about it too, because he never expected Brandon to have or get it either. So it's been interesting talking about it. But anyway, that's it for that news and my Nintendo lushing. Dan, go on with your next piece.
Well, the next piece, PC-centric, sorry, but that's me. AMD looks like readying, well, actually, no, they've said they're readying a new FX processor with bundled liquid cooling. That'll be a closed-loop system, more than likely, because it'd be really weird just bundling bits for a... Anyway, yeah, it's a closed-loop system. They haven't released any details about it, but they have shown the packaging and said that it'll be available soon. The box basically says it has an AMD FX series processor, so it's likely to be a CPU rather than an APU. And I'm guessing they're just going to take their Kaveri-based offerings and... Oh, sorry, if it was going to be a Kaveri-based series, it would be called an APU. So it looks like what they're going to do is basically up the voltages, get a chip running faster, and it's probably going to kick ass, because the high-end AMD stuff really is brilliant value for money.
PCs in general.
I mean, expect to see another 8-core AM3 chip, which will require, the closed-loop system. In fact, I'm going to get some water cooling for my PC just so that the background noise when I'm recording isn't quite so loud. This is the only thing that actually gets picked up in my house by the mic that isn't me, which is rather annoying. So, yeah, it looks like it's, going to be pretty damn cool. And probably, something that's going to give some, high-end performance, competing with, the i5-4670K or better. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that if you're looking
only
to upgrade.
Only the i5s, not the i7s?
The i7s aren't so great for overclocking, are they? So,
I must miss the overclocking bit you said.
No, I didn't say anything.
Well, there is one. Like, they make their two different versions. That's like one's an overclocking version, one's the regular one that you either can't or it doesn't work well for overclocking.
Yeah, but I guess it's a bid to respond to the launch of the Haswell processors that. They did that anyway. But it's looking good. Check it out. I don't have any idea of the prices, so it's not going to be cheap, but it will be good, as long as that cooler's nice. But we shall see. Anyway, next up, Gary, you've got some more news for us. Something to do with Nintendo again, by the look of it.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, this deals with Ubisoft and how they're... dicks to the Wii U again, or Nintendo again, and they can go fuck right off, but I'm still going to play the games. it's just stupid what they're doing. I get it, they want to make sales, blah, 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 but if you put out games, they'll fucking get bought up, and people may even buy more on that if they're exclusive to the Wii U, which apparently these are, as I've seen. But like the whole Wii U version of Watch Dogs getting delayed and stuff for the Wii U and everything. I can't remember when it's coming out, August, September, whatever. Doesn't matter because I have it on PC. But there's like I guess I haven't even said what this is about. They're sitting on Wii U games, like they have full games ready to go. They're just waiting for a bigger install base before they put them out there. Fuck you. I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to remember the guy's name.
Yves Guillemot.
Yeah, Yves, that's what it is, yeah. One thing he says, like, we did adapt a number of products to the level of quantities that the machine did. So we will have Just Dance again, which is well suited for the machine. Yeah, which you didn't fucking put out, dick. We'll have Watch Dogs. We have a couple of products that we are waiting to launch. Specifically, we have one game that we that we wait for, yeah, you're French, that we wait for the machine to be more mass market to launch. It's like, what the fuck? Give me my game. Give me something else to buy on the Wii U. I've bought so many games on the damn Wii U. And like, yeah, so many games. More than probably I've bought on like, or would buy on the PS4 and the 360, or sorry, Xbox One. let's see. Oh, here we go. And he also says, we have a game that has been done for 6 months. It's on the shelf waiting for more families to have... Oh, okay. It's on the shelf waiting for more families to have the console. I hate you. Ah, oh, man. Like, you know, if people put out good games, more people will get the system. And if you say, hey, you know, this is on the Wii U, this is a reason to have it, they'll get it. Don't worry, once the Amiibo figures come out, people are going to be eating those like fat kids eat candy. and I'm fat and I do not eat candy. So, yeah. And then, like, one of the last things he says, I think we have to wait for Smash Bros. To come. Smash Bros. Has always been a big property for Nintendo and for gamers. And we all know that there are lots of Nintendo fans that are waiting for big games to come. Mario Kart 8. we knew they were coming. We don't know if they will still be there. God. I think when I speak with the fans that come to E3, 90% of them are crazy Nintendo fans. They really love Nintendo and the games they do. 90%! Put out the game! that's another thing I could have gotten into an argument about another thing with Nintendo was EA isn't bringing FIFA 15, I think it is, to the Wii U, and got into another argument with Shiny about it, and like he's like, oh yeah, there's still millions of consoles, and I'm like, nobody's gonna play that on that unless like that's the only console they have or whatnot. And, you know, it's coming to the PS4 and the Xbox One, and they have just as many consoles out right now as the Wii U does. So, yeah. There's no reason for them not to bring it out right now, because they'll make the sales. But yeah, that's it for that. I'm tired of bitching about fucking Ubisoft. I hate them, and I love their games. Well, yeah, shut me up, come on. Take over.
Okay, well, next up, there's some Star Citizen news. You can guess who's been choosing the news.
Yeah, it hasn't been me. I'm very happy.
Developer Cloud Imperium have just announced that they've I say just announced, it was earlier this week, have hired Tony Zorovec, or whatever his name is anyway, as Star Citizen's Director of Persistent Universe, which isn't kind of a normal title you hear in a game, but it's pretty much what it sounds like. He's going to direct the design, engineering, and art in the Austin studio, focusing on this game's Persistent Universe. At the moment, apparently they've got more than 250 employees and contractors working on Star Citizen. Now, this Tony chap, he's best known for his Crusader series. And he started his career at Origin Systems, which is obviously now part of EA. And he worked on Ultima, the Ultima role-playing games, even. And he also worked with Chris Roberts at Digital Anvil in the late 90s. So apparently he's very happy to be working with Chris Roberts again. And so he says that what Chris is doing as Star Citizen is absolutely unprecedented in the industry. The entertainment potential for a totally open-ended universe that gives players complete freedom to pursue their own path is staggering, and I look forward to working with the vast number of talented developers Chris has pulled together from all over the world to help deliver an experience unlike anything anyone's ever seen. So, yay, Star Citizen! and actually, right at the moment, whilst we're recording, it is so close to reaching the 47 million mark. Let me just refresh the page. It is at 46,980,938. So, yeah, quite a lot.
And what comes with the 47 million?
Some stuff. To allow you to like tune your engines and things and
Jesus Christ
stuff.
Imagine people like just working on their engines in game. That would be ridiculous.
Well, yeah, it's going to be really cool. You'll be able to kind of mod your engines maybe, or you know, tune them so you get a bit better performance out of them. I really like that idea.
Overclock your ship.
Yeah. But yeah, just congratulations to Tony Zerovec, and looking forward to seeing what you do. Gary, last bit of news.
Guys, that game, to so much.
Games, I can't wait to just get a little bit more of it. I want to be able to play against real people.
I bet you I get taken out so bad. That's why I'm trying to play with my stick more and everything. God, this sounds so sexual. So I can actually go up against other people and not be scared.
But as soon as Lee, you and myself get that, we're going to have to do a free-for-all, the three of us. And
not just be an asshole and take missiles to you. Oops.
That's all right. I've got flares.
I'll get you, Gadget. all right. But the last piece of news is about Mirror's Edge 2. So the CEO of DICE, Carl Magnus Trodzen, goddamn last names. He was in an interview with somebody, you're a gamer, about Mirror's Edge 2. And you know, they're talking about a small group of people that's working on the game and everything, and you know, trying to release frustrations and stuff that people had. And then, you know, there's that whole video they had at E3 of, you know, them showing the whole free runners doing stuff and how they're trying to make everything, you know, perfectly balanced and all this different kind of stuff. They says, we realize this is going to take some time. So we basically said, let's take the time and perhaps have a little bit of a smaller team over a longer period of time. And I guess, you know, the smaller team, really I guess you could say more dedicated or something like that. You know, everybody knows each other. Everybody's working with each other closely. And I think it makes it a lot better, being able to, you know, to see the person next to you. And I've seen some different things with game companies where like they'll put people in a certain way and they're able to talk to each other or communicate very well. I think I heard something about like Valve having desks that can move around and shit, so they can move next to whoever they want to or whoever they need to be doing or you know, if they're working on something. But anyway, he also says we're focusing on first-person combat this time around to make sure we bring that experience into something that is really fun and acceptable. And then one of the cool things that would probably be insane with this is apparently they're working with the virtual reality, like the Oculus Rift and shit. And goddamn, I don't know how well motion sickness will work with that one. Oh man, that game and fucking, I don't know. It's that would look fucking awesome. Especially yeah. Since you are in that first person free running shit. I'll be able to do what I never could do on my own.
It could be pretty cool. But yeah, vomit inducing at the same time.
I was just thinking about that with Amnesia, like on my screen I had, you know, they had the like motion blurring shit. Whenever you move too fast and in the dark and all that stuff, and that was the only game ever that's made me feel like I was going to throw up from playing it. And it was horrible. Like I had to turn all that off where I couldn't play the game. Like I got a headache. I felt nauseous. Oh man, I had to stop playing after 5 minutes, and I was like, That's insane. So yeah, like I hope that they do it well enough that you know people aren't gonna like start throwing up everywhere. Oh, okay. Apparently, there's a mod for the first Mirror's Edge that somebody did with the Oculus Rift, and the guy says, or they say. There's a guy who did it, and he says it himself, after a while, this is a bit overwhelming. So he was probably throwing up everywhere. And then he says, you have vertigo and first-person movement. How many people of the population out there wouldn't throw up when they played that? So, yeah. And then I guess he says also... would it be cool? Absolutely. Do I want to play it? Yes. Maybe for 5 minutes at a time. So maybe Oculus Rift for it wouldn't be that great. I don't know. I guess like think they're you know trying to take their time and make this really really good. I actually still need to play the first one. So like it took me forever to get it. I picked up on Steam for $5 and I still need to play it. I shouldn't. Buy so many damn games. Damn you, Steam Cell. And speaking of Steam Cell, there's one thing I want to say before we get out of the news, because I'm going to put it in the show notes, is there's this one news article I came across that was about the internet reacting to the Steam Cell, and there are some videos out there. Like, there's one that was Lord of the Rings, and it does the... during the movie The Two Towers, where they're at, damn, what's that place called? Big Fortress?
I can't remember.
Helm's Deep, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
And, like, everyone's standing at the wall, you know, all the orcs are standing down below, and the leader orc has Gabe Newell's face just hovering, like, right there where... its head should be, and all the orcs have like the 60% off, 40% off, whatever on Steam games. Like they have that over all their faces, and the subtitles are just fucking amazing because you know they're speaking in Elven, so they just kind of cut that out and put it in. Saying stuff about the Steam Cell or whatever. He's like, don't go under 60%. it was hilarious. And I was cracking up. I haven't laughed that lard. Haven't laughed that hard in a while. And oh my God. I'm going to have that video in there. Everyone has to watch that. It explains like me and fucking, during the Steam Cell. I think I've bought at least 20 people games. Like, I've bought multiples for different people, but, like, the wife's gotten at least 10. But, like, you know, I've bought, like, at least 20 people games during this whole thing. But that's it for my news, our news, the news. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, well, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with the question of the week and all the kind of end stuff, the TGM checks and all that good stuff. So sit back, have a cup of tea, listen to this music, and we'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and we're going to head first into our question of the week responses. We've had some! Woo! Last week we asked what was your favourite news from E3, and Gary, why don't you take us with the first reply?
Alright, well, first one comes from our lovely, lovely creator. He created all the programs. He's the master control program. Anyway, Mr. JSS Lifelike Steve Conger says, hashtag TGM Quest. My hashtag E3 2014 highlights were Witcher 3, Dragon Age Inquisition, Xenoblade. What the hell was that? Xenoblade Chronicles X, Zelda, Mario Maker, Monster Hunter 4, and Smash Brothers. And he says, also, I see myself buying PS4 with Witcher 3 on February 24th, and not before. And they says, fuck y'all! No, he doesn't really. But he says, with Wii U and PC, I'll be set. And I feel the exact same way. Oh, man. We love Nintendo. Anyway, Dan, take on the next one.
The next one is someone called Pebbles91010. The games from RPG, I'm heading more in the direction of PS4 rather than Xbox this time round. But as Superstylus is about to say in one of the upcoming tweets, PC has had my attention lately. There are just too many games.
Spoilers!
There are never too many games.
Of course there are too many games. Look at my backlog. It is like 1,000 deep. And might as well say, since that's my wife, she said PS4 because we have a Wii U. So yeah, Teflon 12, our lovely, lovely number one listener, says at the games and RPG hashtag TGM Quest Nintendo 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 because it's all capitalized. They have what? I damn it, Dan, you did it to me. I saw. Damn it. I think we're gonna have to have that at the beginning of the show now, so people know. I thought it said they have won all my monkeys too now. Oh shit! Anyway, he says they have won all my monies. Also, No Man's Sky is what I'm most excited for.
Oh, that game looks amazing.
Oh shit! What all my monkeys?
No Man's Sky. That better damn come out on PSC. PSC, PC.
PSC.
what's wrong with me? Okay, well, the next one is from at the Seventh Avenger, and he says
Anger.
Out of the games. Anger, sorry, Avenger would have been way better. The next one's from at the Seventh Anger, and he says out of the games been RPG. I think Nintendo presented the most original and unexpected games. Splatoon and Yoshi Woolly are what I'm waiting for. I guess he didn't have enough room for that. Hashtag TGM Quest.
Boom. And then, well, as mentioned earlier, Superstarless at the games and RPG hashtag TGM Quest, leaning towards Xbox One because I am intrigued by some of the games, but I have stepped away from console gaming and have been enjoying my PC recently. Majorly looking forward to Sims 4. Gotta stop burping. Sims 4, is that only gonna be on PC? Or is it gonna?
It's
gonna be on everything, I think, right?
Yeah, it's bound to be.
It's like one of the only. Never mind. Just shut up.
But you got to say it was like one of the only games you didn't pay any attention to.
Oh, I watched it because old lady beating up a guy. Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
And well, with this whole TGM Quest thing, it was for the Wii U code. And Teflon doesn't want it. Courtney can't get it because of me, and there's no point in her getting it because it's my Wii U anyway. I don't know if Steve would want it. I'll have to ask him. Slight pause while I call Steve. He won't send it in, so yay. We're good. Okay. So I'm going to feel bad if they actually have a Wii U. I'll buy them a game if they don't. But we're going to go between Genesis Lifelike and the Seventh Avenger. And what the hell is that site called, Dan? Random something number picker.
Just flip a coin. It's 50-50.
Oh, yes. Barney, you have a coin? All right, so we're flipping the coins. Dan, call who gets what in the air. 3, 2, 1, air.
Steve Tails.
Okay, the Seventh Avenger. Damn it, I said it now. The Seventh Anger has won the game, and I will tweet him and let him know, because I need to see if he has a Wii U. I'm guessing, because he enjoyed the stuff. So I'll see if he wants the code, and I'll send it out to him. Finally got rid of the thing. Actually, it's funny, because this one guy, Brandon something, I can't remember, he wanted the code last week. He just wanted me to give it to him. I was like, listen to the podcast, answer the quest of the week. And then I said to him a little bit ago, whenever I tweeted out a couple hours ago, I was like, yeah, answer the quest of the week, and you'll be entered in a chance to win. And he even says, like, is there still time? And I said, yeah, and he never did it. So, sorry.
Okay, so for this week, we are asking you for the quest of the week to come up with a name for our kind of organization / syndicate kind of guild thing in Star Citizen. I quite like it to sound like a company, but it should also give you the idea that perhaps we're not exactly Firefly will be acting on the edge of the law and sometimes crossing over and committing crimes. So that's kind of the theme for the company. If you can come up with something, we'll go through all the ones that we get and we'll pick the best one, and we'll probably choose it, because quite frankly, the things we've come up with are terrible. So if you can do something better than the Black Hole Bandits or I can't remember what some of the others were, just let us know.
Preferably nothing that's not a sexual innuendo.
Yeah, or just sounds really bad. But yeah, if you come up with something, let us know, and we shall use it, definitely.
We're shit at name making.
And we might even give away a game or something as well, so keep an eye out for that. Okay, so next, it's the old TGM checks, and the first one is from Mr. JSS Lifelike. He says, hashtag TGM check, it's the hashtag Steam Summer Sale time. So far, I've grabbed Forced, Call of Juarez, Gunslinger, and the best B-movie blaxploitation game, Marlowe Briggs. Also catching up on Wonderful 101, Wind Waker HD, and playing Mario Kart 8. Finally did my Wii to Wii U transfer too. So he's had a busy week.
And I told him, I was like, finally. And by the way, Steve got me Forced. So.
Ah, cool.
So I was like, woo, yay. Next is the wife, Pebbles91010, at the Games RPG, hashtag TGM check. Been playing Yana Sisters Twist Dreams, Brothers Tell It to Son, she beat that and was crying at the end. And Long Live the Queen, and I must say, Long Live the Queen looks really funny to play. Because, like, you're basically trying not to die, but you inevitably die in the end from somebody trying to kill you or whatever. It's really funny. And then she says, all awesome. And also she says, also been playing Beat Buddies. That looks interesting. Watch play it earlier. Vanguard Princess, Violet, and Unepic. Too many games, not enough room. So she's been eating her games and not actually playing them. You're doing it wrong! And she's giving me the middle finger.
Well, the next check is from Teflon12, and he says, at the Gamesman RPG, hashtag TGM check. Too busy with the Move That Cursor, I can't read what he's saying. Too busy with homework and the World Cup. I've only played a few matches of Hearthstone, and that is all.
And he's been kicking my ass every couple nights. It's still a lot of fun, though. And next up is Superstarless. Man, this is an awesome filled week of actually listener content, and I love it. I love it. She says, at the Gamesman RPG, hashtag TGM check, Terra! I am absolutely obsessed. Got 2 level 60 characters and working on getting my 3rd to 60. I'm guessing that's the max.
Yeah, next up, I think it's the final one, isn't it? I've just come off that picture. I can't see. Oh, yeah, and the last TGM check of the week is from at GamerGirl27. She says, hashtag TGM check, games. What's that? I managed 30 minutes of Borderlands 2 this week. No time or family was here, which is much the same thing. Lol.
I'm guessing she's going to get, because she loves Borderlands games, so I'm guessing she's going to get the pre-sequel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm guessing.
I still haven't looked at anything on that. I'm worried, but I think I'm going to get it. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, I'm probably going to end up getting it, because, yeah.
It has Claptrap.
Yeah.
Love that voice.
Okay, well, that's getting us towards the end. Gary, have you got any shout-outs?
I want to shout out Meef J because he was tweeting us a few times, asking us a few things, and he sent a picture of him. He was listening to the podcast while he said making rounds with Mini Meef, and by the way, Meef J is with Everyday Gamers, and they're pretty fun and awesome to listen to, so you should check them out. And he's made like names for all of his different children that end in Meef. So there's like Mini, he said Micro Meef was the one he was walking with. There's Micro Meef, there's something else Meef for the other twin. Mini Meef's his like younger child, well, probably, I don't know, oldest younger child. I can't even remember what he calls his wife, Wifey Meef or something, I don't know. But, it's fun listening to those guys on the podcast. Definitely check out Everyday Gamers and everything. And then also check out with him, Praying for Graham Mason, because they've, I can't remember which one it is now. I'm just gonna go out there and he's gonna correct me later. Mason is still in the hospital, not sure. They're premature and everything, and, the one's home and the other one isn't, and they're still waiting for him to, be able to get a surgery and everything. So, you can check out Praying for Graham Mason on Facebook and all that stuff and see everything. But other than that, Steve for kicking my ass in Mario Kart, Brandon, Einzimisil, and, he's not the same on Steam, but I'm just going to call him by what I know him as, which is Dragon Master Dawn. that's on Xbox. And whenever we played Speedrunners last night, oh, Jesus, that was awesome. So much fun. It was insane. And we were, like, yelling and screaming at each other all night. I actually woke Courtney up and... she basically jumped out of bed because I like yelled too loud. But that's it for my shout outs. Dan, what about you?
Yeah, Lee, sorry you had a crappy week at work and so tired and couldn't be on the show. Hopefully we'll get you next time.
Patsy.
You, Gary, for getting me enslaved. Really enjoying that. And check out vghub.net. There's a load of great gaming content over there. And we keep forgetting to mention it.
If you check out that, you'll probably, or if you check out all those podcasts, I'm sure this next week is going to be full of them saying, God damn it, Gary got me a game.
Yeah.
Why I like everybody on a podcast a game.
Okay. Well, Gary, web for the week to come.
Steam sales. So you're gonna find me at Steam at Amberson_89. Also, same thing on Skype and Twitter's Amberson89. Screw the Xbox and PSN because I still haven't even brought the PS3 down here. Too many different games. Amberson1289 at Nintendo Network. That is where you'll find me. The only place you're gonna find me at that name for that. That's about it. Steam. Steam, 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 Steam. Yeah. That's all I have to say. Dan, where are we going to find you?
Well, yeah, pretty much Steam and Twitter under Hardly Dan. And they're going to be the main places. Don't bother with Xbox. I still haven't plugged that in since...
You play Amberson89 for
Watch
Dogs when I'm on there.
Origin, you play, everything is Hardly Dan.
Make us play Titanfall. We laugh maniacally while we play it.
Yeah, so that's about it, I guess. Gary, why don't you do the cleanup bit and we can get the hell out of here?
Yeah, we can. All right, so you can find us at Facebook at the Gamesman Podcast. You can send us in voicemails at the RPG Hotline 412-267-RPG1, and then you can also email us at thegamesandrpg@gmail.com, which, you know, give us an email, or if you don't feel like using the RPG hotline, just, you know, some entry MP3s there or something like that. Maybe we'll set up a SpeakPipe because apparently people like using that. It's a lot easier and stuff. So we'll see in the future what happens. And then you can also follow our Twitter account at TheGamesAndRPG. And we have a few new followers, like our awesome indie developer we had last week, which is Chloe Segal. And also, I didn't say it because I only played it for, you know, maybe like 15 minutes, something like that. I did play some more Virus Jiggling Fever. Ah, damn it. And then at IFeelGreen0 and Keenan W. And then you can listen to us on YouTube or check out, you know, the TGM Tagalong to need to start recording some more of my Wii U games, stuff like that, and figure out my PC shit so that works. But you can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/TheGamesAndRPG. And then also send your TGM checks with the games you've been playing and the hashtag TGM Quest, which is what give us a name for our Star Citizen organization. And then also, if I can get my Elgato working perfectly, there will be Twitch streaming every time I play a game because it'll just work perfectly. All I have to do is type in the name of the game I'm playing and hit stream, and that is it. So I'll definitely do that. And then, of course, the last thing is iTunes reviews. We want them. We need them. You people that haven't given them to us, please give us some. We love you. We love you long time, because we're going to be around. And guess what? Next week is episode 25. Woo! Quarter Quill! Go us! And if there's any Hunger Games fans, I just, like, won them over. Yeah. But yeah, 25, you know, we're a quarter away to where the games were last time before we rebooted. So, let's keep going at it. But that's it for, you know, the cleanup and everything. Dan, get us out of here.
Okay, well, that will do it for episode 24. So on behalf of Gary Amorous89 Lever, I am Dan Hardy Dan Natman. We are the Gamesmen. Until next time, we ask,
what role is Steam gonna play? Think Lee would actually be happy to be on this podcast because, well, hey, we didn't get anything from Kotaku this week. is that how you pronounce his name? The, like, CEO of fucking Ubisoft? That French dick.
Don't hold back.
Really quick, we're actually podcasting right now. We did the whole TGM Quest thing, and I forgot to text you earlier. Do you want to win the free Wii U game that's with Mario Kart 8, or do you have everything already? Okay, so you want to enter in it then. Okay, I'll let you know in like 5 minutes probably if you won. Because it's either going to be between you or this guy called the Seventh Anger. And then there's Superstar List, but she doesn't have a Wii U, and you have to redeem by the 31st of next month. So, yeah, I'll let you know if you win. Bye.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.
Murder!